This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed. Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number three. Okay. Oh, gosh. Okay. Now I'm getting lots of email on some things that are interesting. Okay. Anyway. Coming from veteran generalist Tom Brokaw, he told the Today Show today that in the years he reported for the program, which was 76 to 81, he covered just one mass shooting. With the Las Vegas massacre now the deadliest mass shooting in U.S. history, he suggested more frequent attacks are a result of radical gun sale changes. Yeah, they're more restrictive than they used to be, Tom. He's looking at the interval and the frequency of it. He says, it was a decade until the past year. This time it took only 15.5 months for a mass shooting to suppress the Pulse nightclub death tally. In the Orlando nightclub attack, 49 people were killed. In Vegas, the number is 59. And he said, this is a time for a national dialogue. What he was especially concerned about was the power in the weapon the Vegas shooter used during the rampage. Power is, listen, power is generated by the round, okay? So if it is powerful with one shot, it is powerful with 100 shots or 1,000 shots. But the power is in the round. It is not in by the frequency of its firing. They're fully automatic 22 long rifle. Now, this is firepower, okay? Now, if we're going to talk power, firepower, that's a different story. And this is, once again, where somebody who doesn't know what he's talking about is getting in there talking about things he doesn't know what to say. The shooter's brother, I think his name is Eric Paddock, he said his brother had no military background. Not an avid, coming from CBS News, not an avid gun guy at all. Where the hell did he get automatic weapons? He has no military gut background. Brokaw said you can now buy AR-15s at gun stores. The reporter who's owned guns all of his life noted that the Montana gun store he frequents used to sell just 30-30s and high-powered sporting rifles, and he says now they've got racks of these adapted military weapons. And he also quoted Stan McChrystal, the fired Army general, who warned that civilians should not be permitted to buy these kinds of weapons, which are designed to do one thing, kill people. This is why he's not in charge of anything. He may be military, he may be a general. That means nothing to me. If you're anti-gun general, you're betraying your oath. You're not there to make those kinds of calls. You're there to execute your office. You're there to execute your rank, to execute your command, but you're not there to get out there and decide who should have what. That takes you left. That takes you to the left, brother. And then, of course, he says the thing about no other Western nation has the number of gun deaths that we have in America. We need to talk about it. Well, I just did. Tom Brokaw. Now, I want to shift, if I may. I want to talk about being cashless. Now, I know this is going to sound stupid, but right now we have in Puerto Rico, they don't have any power. Right? In the Virgin Islands, they don't have any power. I don't know what the situation is like in Florida right now, or in Texas, or in Georgia, but for a while they didn't have any power. And in Puerto Rico, Those without cash are in severe straits because the electronic grid is down. They do not have the cash to buy supplies. And they can't use electronic options. And you will realize that this present weakness in the electronic currency will not stop the rush to a cashless society. You'll get that part of it. The powers that be will merely fix the problem. They will probably use or engineer a crisis to impose a cashless dystopia. Countries around the world are racing to go cashless. India, South Korea, Sweden. They have all kinds of reasons to want to do so. Cashless paradigms can stop crime. Drug dealing would become harder. Tax evasion would become difficult. Terrorism would be stifled. Without untraceable cash, trafficking in illegal weaponry would become extraordinarily difficult. Victoria Nielsen of Sweden said, "We want to minimize the risk of robberies, and it's quicker with customers that pay by card." And they managed two of the bakery chain's 16 stores across the city, whatever that means. But why would the Swedes be rushing to give banking institutions control of one of the last areas of total autonomy available to modern man, which is cash? The answer was, Swedes tend to trust banks. We trust institutions. People are not afraid of the sort of Big Brother issues or fraud connected to electronic payment. Well, how many people have ever had their checking account frozen? Or their debit card frozen? How many people have ever gone and ordered something on Amazon and had their debit card frozen? How many people get a call from their debit card fraud department after they buy something on iTunes with their debit card, and they're looking at it and seeing fraud? How many people give their card information to companies like, I don't know, Equifax? And then one day they wake up and they find out 137 million people have had their personal ID stolen. And in some cases, their card numbers. In a cashless society where it all is under the benevolence of an institution. And remember now, these institutions are beholden to a large degree to the government, the Federal Reserve, and all these other things. What would happen, say, if all of a sudden we had to go on the run? What do you think would be the first thing they would do if we had money in the bank and a debit card? First of all, they could track us. Second of all, they'd freeze it. One of the ways that they thought about confiscating guns, for example, is to go and snatch your kids. This is not conjecture. Go and snatch your kids at a school, or freeze all of your assets and not unfreeze them until you gave in to them. Two very, very difficult to get around little actions taken against you. Whereas if you had cash, you know, I don't know what you would do about your children, but you definitely wouldn't have to worry about them with your assets now, would you? India may become, they're poised to become the first cashless country on the planet. They actually plan to ban 85% of the currency in circulation. And they are going to be given something called an Aadhaar number. It's a biometric database based on a 12-digit digital identity, authenticated by fingerprints and retina scans. It's become the largest and most successful IT project ever. As of 2016, 1.1 billion people, 95% of the population, had a digital proof of identity. That is a frightening turnaround to do that in a year. From backward technology to leader of the pack almost overnight. The system is total and complete in scope. India added another system using Aadhaar called India Stack that allows citizens to open a bank account or brokerage account, buy a mutual fund, all with a fingerprint or retinal scan from Aadhaar. India could lead the way to 1984. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency in production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana's been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Now, here we have, I don't know if this is supposed to be satire or not, but this is coming from the New York Times, and this is their advice on how to survive an apocalypse. Now, prior to what I woke up to, I fully had prepared, I'm going to start a video series called I Am Not Ready. and I'm going to take you with me via video on what I'm going to do to get ready. But I am not ready. Most of us are not ready. Some of us are. I admire those that are. JT, my shooting partner, he is. He's definitely ready. But one ironclad rule that you should definitely do if society collapses is to avoid a densely populated city, especially if they're easily cut off from the mainland, like, you know, via a handful of bridges or tunnels. The second would be to avoid the survival advice of the New York Times. A newspaper published in a densely populated city, one easily cut off from the common sense of the more down-to-earth parts of America. In their cosmopolitan view, New York City's strict gun control should survive even the end of the world. Now, I say this might be satire. I'm not sure if it's satire, because it's increasingly difficult to separate satire from journalism. And this is especially so given that the fake stream media uses both genres solely to attack their political enemies and to push their political agenda. But whatever their reason, they devoted considerable space to the survival topic, demonstrating both breadth and detail in their vastless ignorance. Now, it is aimed, by their own admission, at the swelling class of weekend paranoiacs of affluent means. This is the sort of person who is stashing a well-stocked bug-out bag alongside his Louis Vuitton luggage in a Range Rover pointed toward Litchfield County, Connecticut. And according to the New York Times, the first priority would be the anti-anxiety drug Xanax. And they seem to assume that most of the readers there will already have this in hand. He also suggests hoarding cigarettes and miniature bottles of liquor to use as an alternative form of currency. You might need to barter for a socket wrench, he reasons, though he doesn't really explain why simply packing such a tool in the first place is not a better option than packing post-apocalyptic currency to pay for it. Now, about halfway through this article, he finally gets down to the subject of weapons. And he swiftly reminds his readers that possession of the most fundamental survivalist self-defense staple, the gun, is highly restricted by law in New York, an odd observation for this type of Mad Max scenario he claims to be forecasting there. Better options for the law-abiding survivalist, he suggests, are things like collapsible umbrellas lined with wrenches. This is me rubbing my eyes as my brain begins to hurt just thinking about that one. Heavy tools like hammers and hatchets and even the old Charles Bronson standby, a roll of silver quarters. Although I don't know how that's going to work in a cashless society. I don't know how you get a roll of silver quarters when you live in a cashless society. They go on to discuss some even more fanciful topics, including $250,000 jetpacks and a company that promised to send its clients' DNA into space with some ultra-intelligent alien, or where that may be discovered in the future, and use their genetic code to reanimate a race of humans on a distant planet. Makes you wonder if he was on Xanax. Now, this is either intentional or unintentional. Whatever it is, it's idiotic. But what is not so funny is that the prohibitive gun laws it mentions are a very real liability to otherwise law-abiding New York residents in the here and now, not just in the event of an apocalyptic future. And wishful and fanciful thinking is a luxury you do when you're not in the middle of the event. And when you actually get into a crisis or a life and death situation, that can arise even in a relatively well-functioning civilization at any given time. They had that happen in New York with Hurricane Sandy. Now, while it won't solve every possible problem, a simple .38 special or a 9mm, sort of handguns that you can't buy in New York, that are beyond the reach of many of the law-abiding residents is a far better option than improvising weapons with umbrellas. And maybe, just maybe, if they actually had some means of real self-protection, maybe that could alleviate their use of Xanax. I don't even know if I've ever taken a Xanax, to be honest with you. I just avoid stuff like that. I have no desire to try it. When I was in the hospital with the heart attack, the only thing they would give me, I couldn't sleep. When I woke up finally, it was like I couldn't sleep. I'd been down for 56 hours. I don't know why I couldn't sleep, because I would get plenty tired. And the only thing they would give me was Oxycontin. And sure, I had pain, but the pains that I was having after they let me loose out of ICU, when they took me into the room in cardiotelemetry, I wanted to get up and walk. And I had too many apparatuses strapped to me and stuck in me and all this other stuff, so I couldn't walk. But when I would try, that would cause me pain. So then they give me the Oxycontin, and that was horrible dreams. I would feel myself laying there with my face just grimacing. Horrible stuff. I don't know how do you take so much of that that you get hooked on that. There was nothing pleasant about that. Now, drugs, if you're dependent on drugs, I mean, and I feel bad for a lot of people, because a lot of people take a lot of medicine daily that is prescribed to them by a doctor. And currently, right now, I take nothing. I don't take anything for blood pressure. I don't take anything for anything. I'm stocking up on aspirin because that comes in handy. But that's about it. So I'm not worried about the New York version of surviving the apocalypse. I'm worried about the real versions of it. And that's where I will continue to have my concern, I think. That'll be where we continue to have that concern. But yeah, that's New York Times. Yeah, the last word on prepping. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I would have known, cause I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. To thank my pops for all the thoughts and all the wisdom he shared.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line. A design for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast. The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Lock and Load. The New Republic. Well, first of all, we're back at it again because the Democrats, all of them, media, they're all pushing for gun control. And the problem for this, for me, that keeps coming back, and I keep saying it, I'm sorry I keep saying it, is that we don't know nothing about this. We don't know what motivated him. We don't know how he acquired his weapons. Automatically, the first thing to go to is we need more background checks, which is always going to fall flat because this isn't going to stop crime. Gun control has never stopped a crime. So regardless, after the horrific Las Vegas shooting, which is the worst, the leftist publication New Republic decided to re-up their December 2015 post in which a staff writer called for the end of gun ownership after the San Bernardino attack. Put it on Twitter, as a matter of fact. It's time to ban all guns. Yes, all of them. As of 11 a.m. And they write, I say this not to win some sort of ideological purity contest, but because banning guns urgently needs to become a rhetorical and conceptual possibility. The national conversation needs to shift from one extreme, an acceptance ranging from complacent to enthusiastic of an individual right to own guns, to another which requires people who are not politicians to speak their minds. And this will only happen if the Americans who are quietly convinced that guns are terrible speak out. If you grew up somewhere in America where gun culture wasn't a thing, as is my situation, I'm an American living in Canada, or even just in a family that wouldn't have never considered gun ownership, you'll probably be accused of looking down your nose at gun culture, as if gun ownership were simply a cultural tradition to be respected and not, you know, about owning guns. Guns. I mean, must it be really spelled out what's different? It's absurd to reduce an anti-gun position to a snooty aesthetic preference. There's also a more progressive version of this argument and more contrarian one, which involves suggesting that an anti-gun position is racist because crackdowns on guns are criminal justice interventions. Progressives who might have been able to brush off accusations of anti-rural white classism may have a tougher time confronting arguments about the disparate impact gun control policies can have on marginalized communities. These, however, are criticisms of certain tentative, insufficient gun control measures. The ones that would leave small white town families with legally acquired guns well enough alone, allowing them to shoot themselves or one another, and to let their guns enter the general population. Banned guns, meanwhile, is not discriminatory in this way. It's not about dividing society into good and bad gun owners. It's about placing gun ownership itself in a bad category. On the first pro-gun control side, on the pro-gun control side of things, there's too much timidity. What's needed to stop all of this gun violence is a vocal gun bans contingent. Getting bogged down in discussions of what's feasible keeps what needs to happen, no more guns, from entering the realm of possibility. Public opinion needs to shift. The no-gun stance needs to be an identifiable place on the spectrum, embraced unapologetically, if it's to be reckoned with. Okay, this guy is living in a world that I did not create. Canada has a very substantial proportion of gun owners in relation to their population. That's the first point. Second point, it's never going to happen. Third, there is no timidity at all. Americans are pro-gun. And last, yes, there will be a spike in support for gun control, but like the tides, it will dissipate as Americans begin to see the gun control agenda as ineffectual, overreaching, and possibly unconstitutional. It happened during Newtown, San Bernardino, and Orlando. Spike will come, and the support will drop. And we all know that the Democratic reaction will be overblown with Trump in the White House. Clinton weighing in on this event will surely embolden the Republican opposition to any gun control item, which everyone agrees is not going to do anything about crime. And the data shows that the so-called assault weapons ban did next to nothing to reduce violent crime, and that's the ceiling. That's the fact that keeps getting dredged up every time these folks try to find a way to infringe on our Second Amendment rights. Handguns, not long guns, commit most gun violence, but a ban on the former polls dismally with voters who are also pretty sour on assault weapons bans and think that concealed carry makes us safer. And they are right. So on all fronts, the gun control side has become the face of more government, more red tape, less security, and the chipping away of constitutional rights. And yet, they still continue. They're still not giving up. And that's what they wrote today in the light of this tragedy and how to politicize these tragedies to influence policy. In short, they're calling on liberals to draft an alternative definition of what it means to be an American. They continue on. Nothing will change without policy, and policy is near impossible to pass due to politics. And politics itself is a multifaceted problem. There are the pragmatic implications of taking on the NRA, which is a behemoth which has bought off Congress. No, they haven't. But we must also think about other reasons why the NRA is so mighty. They sealed a sickness to the American mythos. The American is an individualist frontiersman, the cowboy forever riding the range. That's the NRA's take on our exceptionalism. The government that is coming to take not only your guns but your way of life, that's the NRA's contribution to the paranoid style in American politics. Did anybody notice that today I had to have a guy on from Gun Owners of America and not the NRA? Do you know why that is? Because they're not going to say anything until they know what happened. Pratt and I, whenever Pratt and I get together over one of these things, we just get out there and we'll speculate and we'll talk about what we know. NRA is not that way. So, I know what the liberal ethos is. They have a bunch of constipation to the founding of America. Cowboys still exist today. True cowboys. Cowboys are part of our history as the fact that they were, we were frontiersmen. Davy Crockett, Daniel Boone, those guys, you remember them? They had TV shows and stuff. Same guy played the same dude on Disney. Or the different dudes. Rustic individualism. That's a hallmark characteristic of being an American. So go ahead with your alternative pitch to our American history and what it means to be an American. We've already seen it, and your obsession with Confederate statues. You blew that one, That's already happened. You thought Confederacy equals bad, therefore everyone would support tearing them down. In fact, you showed your hand when you said that even monuments of Jefferson and Washington have to be removed. walked, you know, wiped away like Hillary Clinton's email server with a cloth due to slavery. And there it is. Use the Confederate statues as a backdoor to rewrite and muddy our founding. Also as a litmus test to see how much we'll take. See, you can ban whatever you want to ban. Collecting them is going to be another thing, pal. That's going to be quite the other thing. Do you think simply because somebody says something that unless you can actually enforce that, unless you can actually make that happen by force, which I have no idea how you would even fathom you could do that. Because the guys you're going to look to, you're throwing them under the bus. The cops? You think the cops are waiting around to do your bidding? The military, you think they're waiting around to do your bidding? You've thrown your weight behind the NFL and take an E. You are your own worst enemy. And every time you open your mouth, you just make it that much easier for people like us to simply live our lives. So, if you wonder why the left keeps losing their hand every time they play a hand, those are some really good examples of why they do it. They can constantly show their true face. And even though they fire people at CBS for showing their true face, well, it resonates in America, what you said. It doesn't go away. Once that bullet's fired, pal, it can't be yanked back into the gun. Something you gotta learn. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. This last little tidbit comes from the desk of David Kodria. You know, Steve Scalise came back to the House floor the other day. Going back to where you're supposed to be after you face a life-threatening moment is a very emotional time for anybody. And if a leftist were to come in front of me and be overcome with emotion because they survived something so heinous that it just boggles the mind, I would let them have that moment and I would let them feel that emotion. Not House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi. There was a news conference following a surprise return to the Capitol by Majority Whip Steve Scalise. And she asked the questions, hunters need armor-piercing bullets. They need silencers and need conceal and carry to hunt. Where did these people get that term from, conceal and carry? Is there a way to conceal and not carry? Pelosi was here exploiting an occasion she had described as joyous earlier in the day to do some public blood dancing and attack some Republican initiatives to lessen restrictions on the government's interpretation of shall not be infringed. She's putting the scare out against the National Concealed Carry Act, Reciprocity Act, H.R. 38, which is looming closer, and the Sportsman's Heritage and Recreational Enhancement Act, H.R. 3668, Share Act. And particularly that provision within it to remove suppressors from the National Firearms Act requirements. As for armor-piercing bullets, that's just some sour grapes talking points over the Obama administration's failure to ban ammunition used in popular rifles. And the ammunition they were going after does not even meet the legal definition of armor-piercing. The fact is that popular rifles fire ammunition that penetrates body armor rated for handguns. Okay? Level 3A. I have a set of those. They are Kevlar. They're lightweight. They are very comfortable to wear. They will not stop a rifle round. They won't stop a rifle round due to the way they are shaped, the geometry of them, and due to how fast they are traveling. And that makes all the difference in the world. The handgun barrel is shorter. It builds up less pressure because the round exits the barrel quicker than it does out of a rifle barrel. You know, a rifle barrel at its shortest is four times as long as a standard pistol barrel nearly. And all of that length builds up pressure, which builds up velocity and distance. So, armor-piercing bullets, which they were talking about the 62-grain green tip, which we tried to sell a bunch of back in, when was it? July? September? I don't know when it was. We did a special on that. And, you know, that's not armor-piercing rounds. No, they're not armor-piercing rounds. They don't pierce rifle plates. Which, if you're going to be in a fight with rifles, you should be wearing rifle plates. I have a set. Have we got a call coming in? See that, Jason? See who that is. So, she just was grabbing the spotlight and counting on anyone ignorant enough to vote for her to know so little about the subject that they believe any lie that the cheerleader media amplifies. It's a very old trick. You may remember the New Jersey Assembly thing, Patricia Eddington, who at a 50 BMG gun grab pep rally with New York Congress thing, Carolyn shoulder thing that goes up McCarthy, stood up with a straight face and actually claimed, some of these bullets, as you saw, have an incendiary device on the tip of it, which is a heat-seeking device. So you don't shoot deer with a bullet that size, and if you do, you would cook at the same time. I talked about that last week. Jason, are you there? Do you see this call? I'm going to go get this call. Just because we're near the end of it. Hey, this is Lock and Load with Bill Freddy. You're on the air. What can I do for you? Hello? Okay, put you back on hold. I don't know where you went. Phone says it's ringing. I answered. I'm good to go. Second Amendment is not about hunting. Never has been about hunting. It's about the right and duty of us to keep and bear in common use at the time weapons needed to defeat armed threats to community, state, and country. And Pelosi understands that, as her spokesflack made clear. He declared, as a way to avoid an invitation by ShareX sponsor Jeff Duncan to witness suppressors in action firsthand at a firing range, this is not a sportsman's package. This is an NRA wish list. And the phones are lighting up, and I don't know how to do anything about them. And that one went to hold. Okay. Hey. So, let's try that one real quick. We'll see if we can get to that one real quick. Come back over here. Come here. All right. You're on the air with Lock and Load with Bill Freddy. What can I do for you? See, this is the thing. I do not know what this is about. I really don't. The phantoms are calling in. There's another document that younger readers and many older ones may not be familiar with, written years ago by a longtime friend of mine who went to Washington and hand-delivered a copy to every member of Congress at the time. The guy's name was Mike Vanderbilt. It's called the Memorandum on Arms and Freedom, a brilliant little document they put together. The sentence on four words the oath breakers had better take seriously, which was simply, we will not disarm. One last thing, victims. Victimization is it's a very politically valuable thing to be victimized, and the leftists know it. And when people don't become victims voluntarily, the leftists elected and appointed are right there to create new victim classes via official policy. Those who think of themselves as victims have no chance for a successful life. The self-imposed victim label is permanent and is invariably characterized by an unchangeable, unproductive, examinant, and short existence. Self-labeled victims are condemned. to failure. Art Park, which is in Lewiston, New York, and under the control of New York State Parks and Recreation, enforces the NYS Parks ban on all weapons, even when carried by off-duty LEOs. Art Park hosts open-air concerts. Off-duty cops would like to attend those concerts, armed in case of a terrorist attack or active shooter, but park officials say no. In fact, New York City parks won't even allow anyone, licensed or not, including off-duty LEOs, to carry any kind of gun in areas that are wild and remote. Hiking in bear country? Lone female hiking and camping alone? No weapons of any kind. So, those who don't want to be victims or audaciously refuse to be victims are thus considered enemies of the state in the leftist-dominated New York State. Fighting in any form is unthinkable and always immoral. And non-victims thus have no access to the plethora of governmental largesse. Leftists will shower you with benefits, but only when you voluntarily enter the victim status, and then promise to stay there, always with your hand out, irreversibly exchanging your personal dignity for a pitiable dole. So I leave you with this quote. Until one is personally invested, there is no hesitancy, the chance to draw back always ineffectiveness. Concerning all initiative and creation, there is one elementary truth, the ignorance of which kills countless grand ideas and splendid plans. The moment one irreversibly commits himself, providence turns. Helpful things come to pass that would never otherwise have occurred. A whole stream of events issues from the decision, raising in one's favor all manner of incidents, meetings, and material assistance, which no one could have dreamed would have come this way. Whatever you do or dare begin it, in audacity there's genius, power, and magic. Back in 21 hours, it has always been about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms. Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-miracle.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.